There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney. Hanging out with all of you and feeling the pain for all of our brothers and sisters in the West who are dealing with these horrific wildfires. I got a note from Jason today who said, Kate, I wish I could call your show and give you more of a description of the incredibly hellish things that are happening not too far from Spokane, but we are so busy, it's impossible. Please just keep us in your prayers. More areas are being evacuated. Our governor, even today, said that he felt so awful and that his heart just breaks over the loss of the life of the three firefighters who were killed, and there were four others who were injured. It is brutal, my friend. It is brutal, and the amount of the evacuation, they're saying now 4,000 homes had to be evacuated 100 miles outside of Seattle. And, you know, what basically I saw a shot that somebody had sent me. And picture this, folks. You know, we've all had to deal with emergencies, right? But you see the cars streaming out, almost like a movie, where this dark smoke cloud, huge, just looms over the highway. Just it's just hanging over. It really looked like a movie, like somebody had set up this shot. So scary. And because of the drought, the heat, all of that, it's made it that much worse. When you have over 29,000 firefighters that aren't just in Washington State, because, boy, that would put that out in a second, right? But you got to spread them out. Idaho, Oregon, Montana, California, finding themselves in similar situations. But it seems to be that Washington is getting hit the hardest right now. That it's just really, really bad. And when you're using helicopters and using all the methods, some of the incredible methods that have been developed, there's only so much you can do with the fire that is a living, breathing thing, as a fireman described to me once in Santa Fe at the scene of a fire that was so out of control for weeks on end. I saw what that was like. And I think this is triple what I witnessed. And very sad for those families. You know, certainly when you wear the gear, when you go out there and you see the camaraderie among firefighters and that what they put on the line every single day is when they put all that gear on is incredible. I mean, these crews not getting a lot of sleep because you have so much to contend with, and it's not getting any better. I mean, rain, boy, could they use some rain. That's for sure. Just give them some rain. So we move from the fires in the West to the political fires that are burning, and it all surrounds Hillary Clinton. And I don't know that she can completely douse this. You know, I always say that the Clintons are Teflon, and I do believe that. I do. Because they know, they get this game, right? They've been through massive scandals. Think of Vince Foster. Think of Whitewater affairs. All kinds of things. The whole Lewinsky thing in the affair category. And too many to name, really. And they always emerge. But a lot of times those scandals were connected mostly to Bill. And she came out as the person backing Bill, and that worked. In this case, it's all about what happened when she was Secretary of State. Now you have this story, which is so cockamamie. these blackberries that belong to the two closest Clinton aides are just destroyed. They just mysteriously disappeared. And the State Department says, well, yeah, they returned them, but probably they were destroyed. Because once you turn in your weapons, I mean, your blackberries, they automatically self-destruct. And so, you know, what is it about this story that just is so wrong? There's so many different things about it. And can she really elude it this time? I mean, she's a Houdini, but is she that much of a Houdini that she can get out of this, or at least the perception of it? I mean, is this really all just trumped up? Is this really just rhino rhetoric? I don't think so. I mean, even the most liberal people I know are saying this is ridiculous, this Clinton stuff. It's ridiculous. You know, first you have the private email server at during her whole time at State. And all of this, by the way, was tripped up by an email that Huma Abedin sent to another aide. That's how they first found out about all this stuff. Like, well, wait a second, why is that? What's wrong with this email? And the State Department says they don't believe that any personal computing device was issued by the department to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and they haven't located any device. But, I mean, it's insanity. And can you imagine? And it just seems like they're always throwing up a wall. Stonewall. It's like they invented stonewalling. There's always something happening that doesn't make sense. Every time one cockamamie aspect of this comes out, then there's another story about what happened. Yes, we destroyed the Blackberries. Oh, the servers. Well, that is the best server in the world because Bill Clinton used that server. So, yeah. We turned over all the emails except for the ones that were marked top secret. And now there's a hearing in the case that's happening Thursday in a district court in D.C. And so what's going to come of that? And really, eventually, I think the aides are the ones who are going to bite it. I definitely think she escapes it. But can she get out of the court of public opinion? Because Hillary is not warm and fuzzy. She definitely has supporters. There are definitely people that want to see Hillary Clinton get the nomination and become president. But the people she needs to win over, they can't be feeling positive about Hillary Clinton. I don't see it. And what's really crazy is, okay, so think about this. The fact that they just, you know, well, we have no idea, you know, we didn't know we couldn't do this. Other people did this. Then are they going to say if the classified information was compromised, how would we know that? I mean, who knows? Can we have somebody that's competent in the White House that can carry two Blackberries, for goodness sake? You know, and I'm not like a Hillary Clinton, someone who beats up Hillary Clinton by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, no, not really. But looking at this, is this who you want to be president? People who have no idea, Blackberries that just explode into smithereens. And is there just no corruption in this whole thing? That there's nothing to hide? Does anyone believe there's nothing to hide here? Oh, do you think that? Coming up, Michael Dougherty. Talk about cyber crime expert. He knows all about that. That's next on America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Agreed to come on later this hour. So Michael Dougherty has his own thoughts on Hillary Clinton and cybercrime and all of that, and he's speaking at a huge, the biggest, the Garner Cybercrime Summit coming up in Australia, and boy, he's an interesting cat, so we'll get to him. If you want to throw in your two cents on Clinton, and is the sheen worn off? You can. I mean, it's obvious. I know you're going to call up and say, yeah, this is Hillary Clinton. But I'm saying put aside for a second what you think. Okay, you don't want her to be president, but do you think that this is too much for her to avoid getting taken down in the polls way too much? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. They're trying the joke route. You know, they tried that the other day with Snapchat, certainly. And, of course, the other big thing, as I said, as part of the buzz in the backyard, is the sickening story of Jared Vogel, Mr. Subway. Does it make you not want to go to Subway? Because I'm wondering if they're going to tank or take a little bit of a hit when you have a pitch man that is so identifiable to your product. I mean, we live in the world of branding. You know, on this show, that's why we'll have segments called It's Your Business, because it's fascinating to me to watch our culture evolve when it comes to brands and how things take off. Guess who gets to be first? Dan in Texas gets to lead things off. You can join us too, 855-266-5283. Hey, Dan.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Long time no talk to.
I know. I'm glad you called.
Well, thank you. Well, look, I'd love to touch on a whole lot of subjects, but I would have to have an entire segment unto myself. First off, we need to get rid of this president. We need to impeach him. He is guilty of treason. Every single thing that he has touched has been to hurt this United States of America. Every single thing that he touted that was going to be a benefit to us has only cost us money up to $9 trillion worth. He's taken over the student loan program to where he can have control over the kids that are in college and put them under his thumb. And he's trying to do the same thing with health care for the rest of us. This is just an absolute enemy of America that made it to the White House. We're supposed to have honorable people in there, and there's no honor in this man at all. We need a special prosecutor to prosecute the President of the United States, as well as Hillary Rotten Clinton, as well as the entire Justice Department, and all these faux pas that are going on with their entire mechanisms of just continually being corrupt. I mean, they are just so corrupt. BlackBerry's disappearing, emails disappearing, servers being scrubbed, FBI investigation that they can't seem to figure out. Yeah, you know she did or not. Maybe she did. Maybe she did. We're investigating. And they'll still be investigating when whoever occupies the occupancy of the President of the United States goes about in the future, whoever it is. I don't know who it's going to be. I have no idea, but only time will tell. But these are some of the things that we need to have a special prosecutor, non-Democrat. We remember the last time that happened. Hillary got off with all the investigations they were doing over then, and she got a whitewash. I remember that. You know?
Yep.
Same.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened. So we need a special prosecutor that maybe an independent, if we can find one anywhere.
Yes.
And we've got to get this under control. This is our country. These are our tax dollars. These are our futures for our young. These are our futures for us. These are our futures for our children and our grandchildren. And Obama's already spent my grandchildren's money where they're going to be paying taxes that they will not believe the burden is going to be falling on their shoulders. Now, I'm getting up there in age. I'm almost 70. And I'm going to be gone before long. And I won't be here to yell and scream and cry about what's going on. It's just going to be done. It'll be over. But I'm telling you, we are in dire straits. And with Donald Trump out there doing the thing where he's saying what he's saying, he's resonating with people that have been wanting to say the same damn thing all the way down the line. He's just not going to put up with the political corruption and the mealy-mouthedness of the other side. And he's saying what needs to be said. As far as the 14th Amendment, we don't need anchor babies in this country, and we don't need to keep giving people benefits that have no right to them at all. And I'm just telling you, that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, Dan, well said. I let you sound off, and that was three of the best minutes that you and I have had between us. That was excellent.
I wish I had more time, but I know you don't. But I'd love to hear what you say as well, baby.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to get off and listen.
All right, I agree. I agree with what you're saying, that we're drowning our future. There is no question about that. You cannot look into the abyss and hope and pray. I mean, hope is not a strategy. Hope we're going to pay off what's happening with the debt. The taxes will have to be outrageous, because who's going to pick up the bill for that? I mean, we see all this quibbling over what's happening with colleges and the fact that they're coming up with cockamamie plans that will just raise the tuition even that much more. And he's right. No matter what your political ideology, it is your taxes. Do we want to pay taxes? Will I pay my fair share of taxes? Yes, for things that are equitable. But am I getting jobs like you're getting jobs? The answer is yes. And we're losing money. And who's going to take care of us? What's going to happen by the time we hit that high water mark, if we're around? And what about your kids? What about your grandkids? Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey. As a crypto tech, I had a TSSI, you know, I worked at Fort Meade, and let me tell you, when you got that type of clearance, they got you over a barrel, and the slightest thing, and they will take that clearance away, you know. I mean, they'll just show up at your wherever you're at, and they will escort you out of, you know, wherever you're working, you know? That's it. And everybody sees that, and it's just like that, boom. That's what's happening now. You know, they're not going to go after Hillary straight away. They're going to go after the people who sent her this information and the people who received this information. You know, I can see a scenario. I believe I heard it on the Savage show earlier today. There's some guy who also had a clearance, you know, and it was probably, you know, somebody that they saw something and they wanted to, you know, make their name known and make some points with Hillary, and they sent her some information in a normal email, you know. And they wouldn't put anything on there. They just, hey, listen, I saw this thing on this photo, and these Mullers were doing this in Iran, you know. And that's, you know, he got that from a top secret, you know, photograph. But he,
yeah.
You know, he just sends it to her, and she knows, you know, she knows that this is information that is classified. But you know what? She probably sent it somewhere too. And all these recipients and all these senders are now, they're just lining them up. And it's going to be interesting because, Kate, I don't think that if Barack Obama wanted this stuff covered up, you know, it wouldn't be covered up. I think that the Obama people really dislike the Clinton people.
Oh, I agree with that. They don't like the Clinton people.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about two or three people. We're talking about, you know, hundreds of people, maybe thousands in the bureaucracy that have been there now for 6 or 7 years. They've got good jobs. They don't know what's going to happen if Clinton, if Hillary comes in. They're thinking, man, I may have to look for another job. And so it's going to be interesting to see who gets caught up in this. If you see a lot of people who are friends with the Clintons, you know, that's going to show you something. If you see that it's people who have connections with Obama, that's going to be something else. But it's going to be the small people that are going to start showing up in the spotlight. And they're going to, you know, then they're going to start talking because they're going to see their whole life going down the drain. And they're going to get upset and they're going to say, well, the hell with this clearance crap. You know, I'm not going to go down like this. Everybody else is doing it. Boom, 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 boom. And you're going to see dominoes just start going bam. And you know, these politicians in D.C., they're smart. They're stretching this thing out. They want this to climax at the exact moment that maybe New Hampshire comes in or, you know, the Iowa caucus or something like that. They're going to control the timing. But what I just want to tell you is when you have that type of clearance, you know, if you buy a new car, you need to report it or else, boom, they'll take your clearance away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. Great points, Tomas, as always. You're right. It's going to be, you're going to be able to tell a lot by who falls and watch what happens with that, the people with the clearance. He's absolutely right about that. I think it's going to go the way of the Clintons. Hang with us.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Coming up, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo with Nathan Reeder. But before we go there, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's reach out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. And Dan, for vice president. He's 100% right, though. He was 100% right in everything he said.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, too, Grim. He was being very rational about it. He was being rational and saying, here's why. Because, see, there's a tendency when you get so furious to just over-the-top attack, which I get, but then when you're more rational, your points get across that much better all the way across the board. And I think that's that whole thing about what's happening now politically. We're tired of it. We're tired of the cover-ups, the corruption, the nonsense.
There be wisdom in them words he spoke. That's exactly what I was going to say, because he's 100% right. But Hillary's history. Hillary's history. Monday, she made a comment in her travels there about this whole email stuff. But you just don't walk into court in front of a judge and insult the court system. And she did that, and she's history. I can't remember exactly, but I remember listening to it, and I said, oh, she wrote her own ticket. Now it's over.
Yeah, she was making light of the whole Snapchat thing, but the problem is that people are not thinking this is funny. Like, this is just another thing that happens, and okay, so everybody's out to get Hillary Clinton. That's what the difference is. So a lot of people, including many Democrats, are saying, well, now you can't say everybody's out to get Hillary Clinton, because how can you say that? Because of this, she wasn't using the right device, she didn't have the email address, all of that.
Yeah, but you don't insult, Kate. You don't insult those
yes.
that are protecting you. And that's what she
yeah.
did, is she insulted the judicial system. And when she did that, that's when I said she's history, because that's what's been
yeah.
protecting her.
Yeah.
But that cyber guy, when you get him on, I've heard another cyber guy, I'd like to do one of these, you know, where everybody jumps in on a lawsuit because of this server thing, because everybody that's had their identity stolen, he's going to tell you that she just opened Pandora's box by having an outside line to any malware or anything else and sending it right back into the government system.
yeah.
And I heard that from another expert. I can't remember what talks. I think it was Glenn Beck or somebody. You know, I think, you know, us as individuals, you know, should get, you know, on a, what do you call those suits where everybody just, you see them on TV all the time. I just can't.
Yes, it is a, it begins with a C. Why can't I think of it? From a legal family, no less. I can't think of class action. Thank you.
Yeah,
there's
class
Nathan.
Action.
Class action. Yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. You know, everybody that had their identity stolen that was reported by Russia, just a class action shoot against Hillary because she may be the cause.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, that'd be crazy. First, I got to get through this whole thing. Hey, Grim, thanks as always. Appreciate the call. Any of you have any more thoughts like Grim, you can call us at 855-266-5283 or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Ah, yes, Nathan Reeder joins us. Hello, Nathan.
It's true.
It is true. How do you feel about this? There is a movie theater chain that is now checking bags after all these shootings that have happened, that have sprung up. They decided, you know what, to be safe, we're going to have to do the bag check thing. It's Regal Entertainment. So because of the shootings, it's a new procedure that they're doing. They say there could be some flaws and it's going to inconvenience people. But we're going to do it. It's happening in Texas, Virginia, Florida, and Ohio. That's how we're going to proceed so that we try to keep our customers safe. What do you think of that?
Fruits and nuts.
Yep, I say the same thing.
I mean,
it's sad, isn't it?
That's right before, I guess we'll just install walk-throughable robots. And this is the airport. Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll have to take off our shoes. We'll have to hold our arms up. That's crazy. And so far, Cinemark, AMC, and those are not doing anything like this.
Yeah.
But, and here's the thing I say. If somebody wants to get in there and do it, unfortunately, they're going to figure out another way.
Yeah. This is, it's fruits and nuts because it's a nice show, but it's not going to prevent anything that really is going to be able to happen somewhere. And man, what a hard business to be in if it hasn't already been, which it obviously has. I mean, just look at all the movies that are getting churned out just to keep the places open.
Absolutely. And because it is about also the concessions, getting people in there so that they'll grab some of the concessions that are jacked up the prices more. But it's, you know, how many kids end up with great jobs at movie theaters? I know my brother worked at a movie theater when he was in high school. He loved it. I mean, it was good extra change for him to save up for school and all of that. But now a lot of this is turning over because of what's happened. And I agree with you. I don't want to see it turn into an airport. And then that takes away more of our liberties. And then you'd be waiting in line forever because you'd have to imagine checking all those people. It'd be crazy.
Yeah.
For openings of big movies, that'd be nutty. All right, speaking of nutty, how about this? U.S. boxer Roy Jones Jr. is asking Vladimir Putin for Russian citizenship. The American former world boxing champ has decided that they had a cup of tea, and he decided that he wants a Russian passport. And Putin wished Jones success doing business in Russia, And the boxer said it would be so much easier if he had a Russian passport. And Putin told him it wouldn't be a problem if he planned to spend a big part of his life in Russia. He would welcome him and do that citizenship thing.
Well, I think it's weird, but I think he should be able to do that if he wants to. Go right ahead. Go where you
go
want
right
to,
ahead.
People. Do
right,
it.
So
and if you have the chance to ask the head of state of the place you're going, what a lovely publicity thing you've got going for yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do it.
Next thing you know, Dennis Rodman will want to be a citizen of North Korea. Because of his relationship with Kim Jong-un.
Quite possibly. I mean, dual citizenship, you know. I could see that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm saying bingo, too. You saying bingo, too?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. All right, how about this? You're going to love this one. So you're sitting by the swimming pool. You saved up your pennies to go to Vegas. You're there in the sun in this cavernous hotel is behind you that you're staying in. And all of a sudden, your hair is on fire. That happened to a guest at the Vadera Hotel. They're calling it now the Death Ray Building because it's got a reflective surface that reflects solar glare. So some guests have complained that their plastic drink cups and shopping bags have melted.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing.
My hair's on fire. My hair's on fire.
Yeah, at first it's like you said, hair on fire. I just must have missed the first part because I felt like, okay, yeah, a torch outside or something. No. No way. How did that?
That's true.
Mm.
It's true. Class action suit. Grim.
There you
get
go.
Get enough people to go to the Vadera Hotel and their drinks are melting on them. Their shopping bags are melting and even their hair is melting. I just can't help but laugh at that.
Yeah, that's pretty plastic smelly.
It's crazy, but you know what? There is another place in London where they call it the fry scraper because they say that there's enough heat to literally roast hogs and fry eggs on the sidewalk that it because of the mirror panels when it's super hot. And they said there was a badge, this just happened, there was a badge on a Jaguar parked nearby, and it completely melted on the car.
Wow.
Rich wow. people problems.
Yeah. Are there any bugs around that? I mean...
Bug zapper.
Yeah.
Oh, how great would that be? Mm. Oh, I like it. I think it's so crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, that is, I'm definitely going with fruits and nuts.
Okay, fruits and nuts. I just think the hair on fire thing is the wildest of them all, I think.
Every time it's the wildest.
It's the wildest. The wildest.
And the stinkiest.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about that. All right, here's the last one. And the last one is this. The judge in Deflategate says Tom Brady, the quarterback for the Patriots, his suspension is in jeopardy. So this whole Deflategate thing, now after all of the crazy headlines, the four games, the judge might just waive it, might just say, okay, you know what, he's not going to get the four games and he's just going to play.
Hmm.
Oh. And this is for deflating footballs.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know anymore. I mean, I'm not a sports guy in the first place, and I think it's hard to make such a big deal over all of these things, but I guess you guys do. I think it kind of is big enough to not, you know, take your word back completely because there's something that went on, but I'm not the judge in the case, and I really don't care that much either.
I love it. I agree. So much has been made about this that it's ridiculous. So let's forget about it. Give him the four games, just keep it, who cares? Or if there's not enough evidence, then let him just, you know, whatever.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, isn't that guy? I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
He's in our virtual green room right now. He is the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael Daugherty joins us. And Michael, I just saw this the other day. I was excited for you because of so many of the things that we've talked about over the time that we've had you on the show. But you are going to the summit the Gartner Summit in Australia. And that is something when you think about talking about cybersecurity. Tell us what you're going to talk about while you're there.
Well, it's the Gartner Summit, which is one of the biggest advisory companies in the world, and they have big talks all over. And this is the cybersecurity summit for the Southeast Asia. And I'm speaking about a matter of style and how the American regulators regulate cybersecurity and how that impacts the world, because the internet is borderless, and what we do as America does impact everyone, especially in cybersecurity. And honestly, we're seen as bullies and not really effective in regulations, solving the problem. And so I'll talk about that for about an hour.
Wow. And so seen as bullies is because of regulation versus what? Why is that the perception is bullies?
Because it is the action versus the results of the action. Mm. Clearly, we do not have good cybersecurity, and we're behind. And going after companies or victims of cybersecurity isn't helping anything, because guess who the biggest violator is? It's the government. I mean, that is who has the worst cyber defenses. The United States has terrible cyber defenses within the government system, as we've just seen with the IRS and OPM, yada, yada, yada. So it doesn't work. Cybersecurity is a really early, early time right now, like medicine was 125 years ago. Things are going to be choppy, and not being collaborative but being punitive just doesn't work. And no one is intentionally doing this, and things are changing so quickly. But it's what you have when you've got lawyers that don't have any experience in technology, or and then they've got bureaucratic power. And the FTC in particular I talk about, because they have no rules or standards, and they argue they don't need to have any. So we're asking industry to spend billions of dollars defending itself. And if in the rearview mirror the government thinks it wasn't done right, they'll come after you. But they won't tell you what right is. And that is crazy to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. What is right? And you see it. I mean, it is the Wild West. And as you say, we're at the tipping point here. It's pretty scary, some of the things that are happening out there. And what does that say about our systems? Like you said, OPM and the IRS, think of the information that's there. I think it's frightening that there's not more. I don't know if it's lack of concern, lack of knowledge, lack of consulting, being silos. I mean, I think there's some silo building there. What do you think?
No, it's a lack of concern, because this is what we built for a century. We have built these bureaucracies and agencies for a century that are cultures of self-protection ahead of the country, and there's no accountability. And the tipping point is, this is how bad things are, that they can go along and still have basically the door wide open and nothing really happens. You know, there was such an outrage with OPM that the woman resigned. To me, is just sort of a PR piece. There still is, they just can't move quickly, and we're paying the price for them, you know, whistling around the graveyard for the past 15 years, and they were warned. I mean, these are people that were warned. But when you have a culture of no accountability, who cares when you're warned? It's someone else's job. And that's the culture of working for the government in some of these agencies.
Yeah, no kidding. Michael, what do you make of, you know, speaking of security, what do you make of what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton and this whole server thing and the emails and, oh, what was classified? I think the Clintons are like Teflon, and she'll get out of this unscathed. Whether that will cost her the presidency because of all the things that are being perceived about her and a lot of the things that are true and people are starting to realize, what do you think happens in the end with the Clinton stuff with the emails?
I think Bill is Teflon. I don't think Hillary is. And this could be another tipping point. I do think it really, if the momentum stays, her presidential aspirations are over. The people around her will go down before she goes down. They'll finger point and they'll take the hit and they'll go after. And that's the irony. This is the price you pay for being loyal to a Clinton. Is you'll get thrown under the bus, and it's a shark tank. So whether she gets indicted and a hand slapped, it depends on what more happens. There's so many people that have a self-interest in protecting her because of her involvement with the Democratic Party that it will be different than Petraeus, and the public can see that. So I agree with you. I don't think she's going to jail. I don't know if she'll be indicted or not, but I do think this keeps on present course. She won't be the nominee.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to ask you this because on the other side, in watching Donald Trump, boy, talk about somebody who just knows how to get headlines. And we know this from before with Donald Trump. But do you think he kind of has put a, I don't know, has got people thinking and questioning the the politics of career politicians, as it were? You're somebody who's familiar with what's going on in the Beltway. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's very, very early, and I think that what Donald Trump is doing is he's just tapping into a certain aspect of the population's rage and giving them a voice. And that's why I think at the current stage he can get away with saying anything, because people are just like someone that's going to kind of open the windows and scream, "I'm not going to take it anymore," and he's smashing the glass, because they all are insular. They do all protect themselves. They do across the aisle. It has turned into really a racket. I mean, Congress especially is not what the founding fathers intended on how these representatives conduct themselves or where they spend their time. And you know, we've had scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and people don't know what to do. They feel helpless. And they don't know the avenue to funnel it. So I think he's hit that vein of frustration, and I think people could learn from it and not replicate everything about him. But there's certainly something appealing to be about being the outsider.
Yeah, we're speaking with Michael Daugherty, cybersecurity expert, among other things. And you know, Michael, in looking at politics and what happens in Washington, here's the other part I don't get, and maybe it's that frustration. I always say it, and maybe because I also lived in foreign countries and I saw what people go through to vote. It's been suggested, and in fact several candidates have mentioned this in the past, and now currently that's come up, about the idea of having an election day where we're off. It's a national holiday. Do you think that would get more people to vote?
No, and I think that's another ploy for the Democrats to shove people in. I mean, whatever they can do, you know, whatever they can do. Look, you know, your freedom and democracy, you have to go to it. It doesn't come and wait on you. And if you don't understand that fundamentally, you know, I guess you deserve as good as you got. And, you know, this to me, it's more lipstick on the pig, because you know, we can't just enable everyone and give them the idea that this is all owed to them. That's not what the country is built on. And, you know, so, no, I think that you have to carve it out, and you have to know that it's your duty. And it shouldn't be a day off to have a long lunch after you're done.
I like that, a long lunch. Oh, you are hilarious. Michael Daugherty, the devil inside the Beltway. Perfect place to end this. Safe travels, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
It's great talking to you, Kate. Take care.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.